content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anna Dean Silver from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Out in the Garden. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the special Real Simple edition of The Power of Plants, Calming Benefits, Houseplants and Healing Gardens that Thrive. And we start with the greenhouse. From choosing the right varieties to creating the best displays, here's the smart way to integrate plants into your environment. A garden for any space. Four garden plans that you, with a thumb of any color, can execute this spring to get the greenery you want without having to dig up your whole yard. Is there any spot more glorious than the garden center in fully blooming spring? The parking lot, empty throughout the winter months, teems with cars, soon to be brimming with flowers and optimistic visions of the perfect garden. This is the year to bring your vision to life. The fastest route to a satisfying garden experience is container gardening. You can brighten up a patio deck or porch with no back-breaking labor required. Just shop for plants, pots, and soil. Assemble your design and watch your greenery grow. Whether you want to dress up the front of your home or create a kitchen garden packed with fresh ingredients, we have a container plan to set you in the right direction. Lush window boxes. The formula, two reblooming annuals in the same color family, plus a natural filter. The container, polyurethane boxes are lightweight but look substantial. Built-in reservoirs give you wiggle room when it comes to watering. Window boxes are not the place for tricky occasional blooms. The flowers need to look good throughout the season, even when subjected to punishing all-day sunlight. And anything attached to the front of your home is a multi-season commitment. So make sure the box fits with your architecture and taste. Choose flowers in warm colors, red, orange, yellow, or cool ones, pink, purple, maroon, and select no more than three kinds of plants to repeat down the box to keep it cohesive. Think a peachy nemesis plus a yellow calibrachoa, both of which can pump out blooms all summer with no deadheading required. Add a white blooming trailing plant like bacopa to finish. Alternatively, pair purple petunias and verbenas with bright green sweet potato vine. Among outdoor greenery, chartreuse functions as a neutral, but Carrie Meyer, program director at the plant brand Proven Winners, says Carrie Meyer, and he's program director at the plant brand Proven Winners. I thought there was another page, but there isn't. And here's some plant picks for full sun. Nemesis, sweet alyssum, calibrachoa, sweet potato vine, bacopa, lantana, geranium, and verbena. They're all sort of pinks and a couple white. A plethora of pots. The formula is big flowers plus small flowers plus colored foliage with flair. The container. Large containers make a statement, but get heavy fast. Resin, fiberglass, or polyurethane pots won't have quite the old-world graffitis of pottery, but they will be easier to move. rather than cramming plants into one big container, achieve a grander effort by grouping individual planted pots at the corner of a patio, at the edge of a deck, or on either side of the front door. No more worrying about pairing a thirsty tropical with a succulent that prefers life on the dry side. Just water them separately. Keep your palate limited. Think a burgundy coleus and two pinks like angelonias or verbenas and petunias. Use a large container and plant it with some elbow room, says Meyer. That means 3 to 5 vigorous plants for each 16 to 18 inch pot. Depending on the plant, 3 might fill out quickly, while 5 can give an immediately fuller look. Choose pots that either match or are in the same color family. Opt for neutrals for year after year versatility. Pots of different sizes make arrangements more interesting, and odd numbers look more pleasing. And now some plant picks for part sun or full sun. And as dahlias, angelonia, calceolaria, anemone, coleus, and artemisia. The kitchen, and a different topic is the kitchen, the container kitchen. The formula. Mediterranean perennials and plus basil plus mint plus parsley. And you know what I forgot to this article was written by Elizabeth Jardina, and I had forgotten to mention her name. Now, the container kitchen. The formula is Mediterranean perennials, plus basil, plus mint, plus parsley. The container, a standing height raised bed, makes it a cinch to snip a bundle of herbs for dinner. Herbs are generally easygoing growers. In a large container, at least 10 inches deep, Mediterranean herbs such as oregano, rosemary, sage, and thyme can live happily together, especially if you regularly harvest the leaves to keep them from growing into one another. They like fast-draining soil, lots of sun, and not too much water. Basil, mint, and parsley, on the other hand, like more damp conditions, so it's best to put them in their own pots. Basil is an annual that is notorious for going to flower or bolting, at which point its leaves are less tasty. Sniff off flowers as the weather heats up and use the leaves liberally, or replace the plant a few times during the summer. A 4-inch starter typically costs about as much as a large bunch of the herbs at the grocery store. Keep in mind that mint has a reputation for running rampant through the garden. Even in a pot, its roots can escape through the drainage hole. And here are some plant picks for mostly sun, but not all full sun. Greek oregano, rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, which is part shade, and flat leaf parsley. Those are good ones for containers. And here's organic living wall. The formula is fluffy ferns plus show-stopping leaves plus trailing gap fillers. The container is good drainage is vital. Most living walls we see online require tons of care and don't always age very well. Some plants die when others thrive, and it can take a lot of maintenance to keep everything looking lush. Vertical planters, hung close together, offer a particular way, a practical way, to turn a shady wall into a pretty backdrop for alfresco get-togethers. Pick plants with a tropical feel, ones with feathery, dramatic foliage that will spill over the edge of the planters. In a shady spot, try graceful ferns, delicate fuchsias. Pronounce that. It's F-U-C-H-S-I-A-S. Fleshy tuberous begonias and caladiums with graphic leaves. With part sun, use fat spires of asparagus fern with trailing lysimachia, fluffy chartreuse sedums, and sturdy succulents like Kalanocha, Nocha. Blending fine textured plants with substantial succulents provides balance and keeps the eye moving from one plant to another. Be careful when watering ferns. They hate drying out, but also shouldn't be swimming. And here's a few plant picks for these kind of boxes, and that's with shade to part sun. And that's maidenhair ferns, asparagus fern, ivy, lysimachia, bromeliad, and jade. Those are good plants for those boxes. And here's some pro tips for the prettiest pots. Choose cool, light containers. When the sun is baking, everything on the patio that means it's heating the leaves, soil, and roots of your plants. If you choose, say, a dark metal pot, you run the risk of cooking your container and its contents. Light-colored, double-walled planters give your patio companions a fighting chance. As for materials, terracotta and glazed earthenware pots look great, but can be astonishingly heavy. Unless marked frost-resistant, they can also crack in very cold temperatures. Opt for resin, fiberglass, or polyurethane instead. A pot that doesn't drain is a pot that won't thrive. For containers labeled indoor/outdoor, pop out the drainage hole before using them outside. Place a saucer under your pot to prevent staining of your patio or porch. Pick the right soil. Though it's tempting and free, you can't use dirt from the backyard in a pot. It's too heavy, and your plants won't thrive in it. Choose a bagged mix labeled for outdoor pots. These mixes are finely chopped bark, peat moss, and perlite or vermiculite, are fluffy and light, and they allow air and water to move around your plant's roots. Fertilize regularly. Even if your potting soil has fertilizer mixed in, you should still give your baby flora a regular feeding. No need to overthink this one. An all-purpose fertilizer with directions for container-grown plants will do just fine. Typically, fertilize once every 6 weeks. according to package directions, and keep them watered. In sunny weather, plan to water at least twice a week. During very hot, dry spells, or in very hot, dry climates, you may need to water every other day. Even succulents and other low water selections won't be happy in a bone dry pot. Check soil moisture daily. If the soil is damp, a couple of inches down, wait to water. And groom your plants. Deadhead by trimming the stem below the flower or shearing off all the dead blossoms at once. This encourages bushy regrowth and will keep the plant from looking messy. If a plant starts to grow in a direction you don't want, prune it with a light hand to give it shape. Never cut off more than a third of the plant at a time. And we're going to go on to our next topic now, and that's how to choose a plant for every room in your house. Why bird of paradise belongs in the dining room, but a spider plant makes sense for the bedroom. And this is by Sarah Yang. A little bit of greenery can transform a space and breathe new light into a room. It's one of the easiest ways to update your house without having to spend a fortune on new furniture or overpriced decor accents. But not all houseplants are created the same, and that means they won't all thrive in any old place. To choose a plant for a specific spot in your home, you'll want to keep two things in mind: plant care and your home's aesthetics. Certain houseplants have different needs when it comes to sun exposure and humidity levels. So you won't want to put a plant that needs full sun in a windowless bathroom or an air plant in your sun-drenched living room when it prefers indirect light. Additionally, you don't want a plant to stick out like a sore thumb and ruin a whole room's decor. A cactus in a serene bedroom? That doesn't quite say peace and tranquility. Fortunately, there are more than enough houseplant varieties to suit any dwelling and design style. Christopher Satch, a New York City-based horticulturist and instructor at the New York Botanical Garden, shares his plant picks for every room in your home, from your living room to your child's bedroom. And for those who lack a green thumb, Satch also gives us his best maintenance tips, so you won't end up with sad, dead greenery. There's good news for people who travel a lot or just don't have the time to look after something daily. Most of these plants' recommendations are low maintenance and require only weekly or monthly watering. And we will start with the next article, and we'll continue in the next program with this. Living room and dining room. Make a statement in a space that gets a lot of foot traffic. The living room is your respite from the outside as well as your cozy collaboration space with friends and family. Satch says, show off your elegant side with a bird of paradise or rubber tree plant. Or show off your colorful and fun side with philodendrons, begonias, or cacti and succulents. Choose plants based on the type of sun exposure your living room gets. For general reference, there are four kinds of exposure: bright direct light, full sun; bright indirect light, partial shade; medium indirect light; and low indirect light. For the dining room, Satch suggests the same lineup of plants you choose to display in the living room, because both rooms are places where family and friends congregate. Mix things up. If you choose a rubber tree for the living room, try a begonia in the dining room. Either way, make the space feel special by selecting greenery that's eye-catching and ready to impress. And here are some recommended plants and care. It's Bird of Paradise is bright light to full sun. Water weekly, increasing watering intervals with increased light. Rubber tree is low light to full sun. Water weekly, increasing watering intervals with increased light. Philodendron, bright to low indirect light, water weekly. Begonias, low light to full sun, but prefers bright indirect light, water weekly, increasing watering intervals with increased light. And cactus or succulents, bright light, water monthly or whenever it starts to shrivel. And for the kitchen is a source of water, and although it's not as humid as the bathroom, it's more humid than the rest of the house, explains Satch. Counter space can also be limited, so hanging things can be optimal. Another good option, potted herbs on a windowsill, which are both decorative and useful. Just grab a couple of sprigs to sprinkle onto dishes. Recommended plants and care tips. Ferns, moderate to low indirect light, water weekly, and likes high humidity. Air plants, bright to moderate indirect light, daily spritzing, and high humidity. Herbs, full sun, regular watering when dry, usually every few days. And trailing pothos, bright to low, indirect light, and water weekly. The bedroom. Your bedroom is meant to be a restful sanctuary, so add a bit of greenery to create a peaceful atmosphere. Plants have been shown to boost moods, decrease stress and anxiety, and filter toxins, Satch says. But don't go overboard with your selections. An uncluttered space is a calmer space. One or two plants max will suffice. Recommended plants and care tips are snake plant, bright to low indirect light, water monthly. Rubber tree, low light to full sun, water weekly, increasing intervals with increased light. And the spider plant, moderate indirect light and water weekly. Now we have the bathroom. The bathroom is a spot in your house that has a distinctly different temperature and environment than any other room. Go with tropical plants for this space, since the atmosphere in the bathroom is similar to what these varieties are used to: low light levels, high humidity, and warm temperatures. Think of the environment that the space itself provides as a helping hand to keep your houseplants healthy and happy, Satch says. Recommended plants and care tips are the fern, modern to low indirect light, weekly watering, and high humidity. An air plant, bright to moderate indirect light, daily spritzing, and high humidity. Pothos or philodendron, moderate indirect light, water weekly, and regular humidity. It's in the kids' rooms. It's never too early to show the kids about the wonders of nature, Satch says. Having a plant in the bedroom can speak creativity and teach responsibility, can spark creativity. Colorful, responsive plants will be key in this mission. Just make sure the plants are kid-friendly. You won't want to place a spiky cactus in the room, so opt for a succulent instead. Recommended plants and care tips are begonias, low light to full sun, but prefers indirect bright light. Water weekly, increasing watering intervals with increased light. Neon pathos, bright to low indirect light and water weekly. And succulents, bright light, water monthly, or whenever it starts to shrivel. And the home office. Pick a plant you won't mind staring at when you're searching for inspiration or creativity. Plus, if you believe in certain superstitions, marimo moss balls and jade plants are thought to bring good luck. Satch recommends marimo moss balls. They're not moss, but a spherical form of algae for rooms that get low to medium light, and a jade plant or begonia for a home office with medium to bright light. Recommended plants and care tips are begonias or phytonia, low light to full sun, but prefers bright indirect light, water weekly, increasing watering intervals, and increased light. Marimos foss, moss, low to medium light. It doesn't require much maintenance other than a swirl every other day and a change of water every week. And jade plant, bright light, water monthly, or whenever it starts to shrivel. And now the front porch. Make a good first impression. Satch recommends begonias, mint, basil, chamomile, or ferns. Mint and basil give off an inviting scent, while begonia and chamomile have a beautiful flowers that provide a warm welcome. If you have a place to hang plants that's shaded, always hang ferns. They love the shade and a moist atmosphere, he adds. Otherwise, in the sun, hang basil, mint, begonias, or chamomile. And don't forget to water daily in the summertime heat. Sunny locations can dry plants out, so check the soil regularly. Keep in mind that hanging baskets dry out faster than pots do. And watch out for outdoor pests, too. We've run out of time for today's episode of Out in the Garden. Be sure to listen next time, and we hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Dean Silver, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.